taste what pork can do. I love the theme of what this is and what it's going to mean for those within the pork industry and for consumers as well. Hello, once again, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Jennifer Terry joins us. She's Executive Director of Illinois Pork Producers Association, joining us here in Kansas City during the NAFB convention. So tell me, taste what pork can do. Tell me what it all kind of entails and how it kind of works back to our consumers.
Well, I think of Taste What Pork Can Do and think excitement, because that is really what this new campaign is focused on, is reaching a different demographic. It's reaching out to our Gen Z and millennial audience, and it's focusing more on a digital campaign where we're trying to meet those consumers where they get a lot of their information. And so it's an exciting time for us because we're kind of taking a deep dive and doing something different, but we've got a lot of research and data behind the reasoning that we've made to do this new campaign.
So from a consumer perspective, why does not only the pork board, but just the pork industry as a whole, need to really focus in on this? And from a state organization like you?
Pork consumption hasn't changed in a long time, and we need to do some new creative ways of increasing the needle on domestic consumption. And so I believe that the National Pork Board knew that this was something they needed to focus on, looked into how we can make some shifts. And so with not only national, but with state, we're looking at the whole hog now. We're looking at pork maybe not as always the center of the plate, but as an ingredient. We're highlighting all the different flavors that pork offers, and we're also promoting different cuts of pork than we've done. I've been with the Illinois Pork Producers for over 10 years, and this is the first time we've ever really promoted bacon and pepperoni and sausage. And so we're really just trying to create some new energy and new excitement around our product.
And what I think is really cool about this too, Jennifer, is you guys are working side by side. State organizations, Nebraska, Illinois, Minnesota, I'm just throwing them out there, yeah. But you're all working together kind of for the same common cause.
100%, because let's just be honest here. We are a small fish in a big pond when it comes to advertising dollars. Why wouldn't we share assets and work together for a common good? We're all on the same team. We all need to drive consumption together. It's not a Illinois-only thing or a Minnesota-only thing. We've got grocery stores now that are located across 8 to 10 states. So why would we not be working together and sharing assets? And so that's really kind of at the core of the Taste What Pork Can Do campaign. It's partnership and collaboration.
So why is it important to have this kind of united front when you're talking to consumers?
Well, if you try to have multiple messaging, it's already hard enough to get attention, right? I've been told multiple times that we as humans have a 9-second retention rate, right? And you have to say something 5 and 6 times before it really resonates. So if we're not all working together on a shared message and we've all got splintered information, it's just going to be that much more difficult to reach that next audience. And so I think getting us all on the same page to share the message and try to boost pork consumption with checkoff funded programming, these are for our producers. We want to be good stewards of those dollars. And by working together across our states and with our national organization, we're doing that.
So look at it from a state of Illinois perspective. What has been the reaction that you've gotten from your pork producers?
Well, my pork producers are really wanting to see pork consumption increase. And so they're excited. They realize that we in Illinois are in a little bit of a unique situation because we've got Chicago. So a lot of this campaign is focused on culinary adventures and focused on Asian cuisine and Hispanic cuisine. And we have a large demographic of those consumers in our state. And so we have been kind of like the home base for a lot of these things that National has been working on because of that. And so we have a lot of information that we get to share with our producers because of that. And so I think that excites them, knowing that we are kind of one of the, I guess, kickoff locations because of the diversity of our state. So that makes it even more exciting.
What do you hear back from consumers? Is it still too early in the campaign to hear back?
You know, I would say we're hearing more back right now from the retail partners and from restaurants that are embracing the campaign because they're seeing that this new, fresh campaign and the assets that we're allowing them to utilize and to share and the recipes, they're seeing excitement because they're seeing dollars, more increase of sales because the consumers are seeing it and the colors and the branding. And I think that's what we're hearing right now. We know that consumers are embracing it because we're seeing that grocery stores are turning in the sales numbers. Mm-hmm. But I do think it's still a little bit too early to tell what the total makeup is since we just kicked off in May. But I would say things are going in a great direction, Susan.
Wonderful. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. I think that's, you know, just keep telling everyone to eat pork and we got to just get all behind each other and support our producers and really do a good job together.
Finally, one final question for you, Jennifer. Where do they go if they want to read more about what Taste What Pork can do and what the campaign all entails?
Sure. So for the consumers, go to tastewhatporkcando.org. And they can find out all they need to know about the recipes and the nutritional value and different protein counts and things if you're looking for that. From the producer side of things, it's porkcheckoff.org if they want to learn more about the campaign.
All right, learning more about what Taste What Pork Can Do here at NAFB in Kansas City. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.